Hey, let's do a quick paragraph on Magdalene Crawford. MagdeleneCrawford. You can date it for the 23rd. This Magdalene Crawford is a, let's see, she was born in 53, so 2023 minus 1953. This is a 70-year-old woman on hospice with end-stage slash COPD slash CHF. Since she's been on hospice, she's required multiple medication to control her swelling and her blood pressure, period. In the paragraph, she's losing weight, even though the scale doesn't reflect it because of severe edema of the lower extremity, period. In the paragraph, she's been on Lasix to control her edema, but has only controlled it to a certain point, period. In the paragraph, medications have been ruled out as the cause of her edema as well, period. In the paragraph, patient is becoming more and more ADL-dependent. She lives in a 2x4 square foot area where she has everything she needs. Anything, any movement outside that area causes her to be short of breath and a weak, period. The paragraph, patient definitely is a candidate for oxygen, but because of continuation of smoking, she's not a candidate to have oxygen in her very close quarters and her room, period. She's still using a nebulizer treatment very frequently. She's anxious. She's not requiring pain medication because she's in more pain related to her COPD, leg pain, CHF, and leg swelling, period. In the paragraph, she's also found to be anxious. She requires the help of the nurse and a hospice aide to help to with her living situation and her ADLs, period. She has protein, calorie, malnutrition, and anemia related to her illness. Other morbidity and mortalities include cardiomegaly, hypertension, low ejection fraction, tobacco abuse, and COPD. Patient continues to remain hospice appropriate, and he's been certified for the next hospice period. Thank you. Oh, expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.